morning.
Sorry, I feel like I need to yell against the wind. It is unbelievably windy here this morning. Well, not unbelievably, but it's been blowing a gale here since before dawn. I was kind of hoping it would die down a little bit when the sun gets up, but it's gonna be afternoon before anything happens, I guess. So I'm out, I'm walking. Allegedly the temperature is 40 degrees, the wind chill is probably 20 below. It is just brutal. My nose is running, my eyes are wandering. I'm wearing two hoods and my ears are freezing. There's going to be wind artifact on this file, I will tell you that. The good news is it's coming down off the mountains, so I'm walking in the lee of the neighborhoods at the moment. Got these new brand new big houses breaking the wind. Not breaking wind, but breaking the wind. So yeah, the book. Sort of like the bears. The book. I finished through chapter 33 for the second draft. It is... Well, let me just say, it's a lot better than I remember. There's still, you know, there's like crappy things in it. I have to fix a little bit here and there. Missing words, wrong words, typos. I can't seem to get the why in they for some reason. I'm not quite sure why. And it looks very much like I'm not going to be able to go to Balticon this year. Well, I can, but can't really afford it because I have to travel the week before. It's not the money, it's the time. Yeah, the elections for the board for Science Fiction Fantasy Writers of America is either here or coming right up. And, I don't know if I mentioned before, but I'm standing for CFO, Chief Financial Officer for the organization. It's a board seat. Which, under normal circumstances, I would consider myself unqualified for, except that you have to either have board experience or other experience up to the elections board. So I've worked with 501c3s, I worked for a 501c3, I'm familiar with a lot of the financial liabilities and opportunities for 501c3s. Even though I frequently confuse the C and the 3, so I'm just as apt to say 501c3 as C3. That's a little embarrassing, but... I claim brain cloud. Had to join the volcano. God. I'm getting my workout today because I'm just right at the place where I'm walking dead into the wind again. That last half mile straight with the wind in front of me was brutal. Oh, here we go. I make the turn. It's now at my back. Put my big hood up to break it from getting down my neck. Off we go. Good. So, I'm running for the board of Science Fiction Fantasy Writers of America. And unlike a lot of the positions, this one actually has some duties that go beyond show up. and I need to be trained in their procedures. Because while the election hasn't happened yet, I'm running unopposed. So while I may only get 2 or 3 votes, nobody else is getting any, so I'm going to win. Pretty sure I will be the next CFO. And what that means is the week before Balticon is the Nebula weekend, which they are now calling the Nebula Conference. It's still just as half-assed as ever. I'm waiting to see the program there. We asked for them to put out a call for proposals, and they did. They put out a link that has one text box that takes no more than 100 words, wherein you're supposed to explain why your proposal should be included in the Nebula Weekend. I'm sorry, the Nebula Conference. I don't really get it. I don't really understand. Other than, I don't think any of the people who are currently running the weekend, perhaps even the organization, have any idea about what a professional conference looks like. What goes into making it? Because, you know, I've been going to conferences, I've been going to professional conferences for 20 years, longer maybe. And, you know, fan cons, yeah, fan cons are easy. Cosine is a fan con. Mile High is a fan con. Baltcon is a fan con. You get a little opportunity to pitch something to the committee, but basically they have a laundry list of panels that have worked well in the past, and they mix and match and trade them with their friends, and off it goes. But it's not a professional grade convention. The weekend ticket for one of those is $40-$50, not $500. I don't know what the Nebula weekend expense is, but it's like, it's at least $400. And that's after airfare and hotel, or before airfare and hotel, I guess. In addition to airfare and hotel. So it's not... Okay, I get it. You want to have a professional conference. Have a professional conference. Don't have a fan con, charge $400, and have a weekend full of rah-rah, this is how you query an agent, how do you design a cover. They don't seem to quite understand that this is not intro to self-publishing. And while the traditionally published authors in the group may not know how to design a cover because they've never had to do it, the professional self-publishers in the audience, the ones who are able to beat their $3,000 threshold. I'm sorry, that's not a threshold, that's a speed bump. And they don't, I don't know if they realize that it's not really what you call a threshold, as much as it's designed to be the same amount that traditionally published authors have trouble making. So, particularly now with advances falling, sales not paying what they used to pay for those who follow the the old ways. $3,000 is on a single title in a single year. That's quite a nut. That's quite, and the silly part is that they don't have to earn that in the year. They just have to show a contract that shows that as an advance. Doesn't matter if it's paid across three statements in 2 years. This is $3,000 through one of the approved vendors that matters. I understand it. I think it's silly, but I understand it. Go, get ready. Monk post, there we go. So it's going to be interesting for me to be holding the purse for Sifwa, to be in control of the money. Now, I'm only one vote on the board. I'm also a stingy son of a bitch. And most of what Sifwa has assayed in the past in terms of fundraising efforts are, I won't say laughable, but we'll just say a certain level of humor is involved. Now we're going to spend $10,000 and put together this speakers bureau so that anybody who's looking for a science fiction author to come and speak at their conference or convention, they'll have a place to come to look. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Whatever. So yeah, I'm going to have to go be trained, and we're going to fold it into the same time period, actually just before the Nebula weekend, because they're doing some board level machinations that weekend before the Nebula weekend. So we're going to put my day of training ahead of that. So I have to fly on Monday, I get trained on Tuesday, go to a strategic planning meeting on Wednesday, go to a full-day board meeting on Thursday, fly home Friday. Unless by some weird happenstance my program submission gets picked up. For the program, in which case I will stay and do the program as a member of the self-publishing committee. I'm going to get an opportunity to see the program before it's finalized. I'm not quite sure. Judging from the way the voting went on the books that are going into the science fiction bundle. When is it? Next month? Month after June? I don't know. Somewhere coming up this summer, there's a science fiction humble bundle of self-published authors. I'm not in it because I'm not pulling my books out of KU so that I can put them in a humble bundle. Their criteria for success is very low. They're hoping to sell maybe a couple hundred, maybe 1,000 units. And for them, that's hitting it big. 1,000 units would be hitting it big. Okay. All right, fine, whatever. I have to kind of temper my attitude, because it's not a good one. That won't be earning me any friends. And without friends, it's going to be impossible for me to change the organization, and I really do want to change the organization. So anyway, I'm up to chapter 34 out of 47 or 8 or 9, I don't know, I can't remember now. I'm thinking that a good push this afternoon I don't have any other demands on my time this afternoon, so a good push this afternoon could see me cracking through the majority of that. I don't expect I'm going to get through it all today, but hey, you never know. I wouldn't be on chapter 34 if I except that I had spent some time going through chapters 1 through 36 just the other day. And then I realized, well, this is dumb. I should finish the book since I know where the ending is. I should go ahead and finish it, and then I can do the... do the thing. So I had 16 chapters in the bank that are pretty clean, that were pretty good, that were not before things started going a little bit wonky. Were before things started getting a little wonky. I'm saying that backwards, aren't I? So I'm a little breathless because this wind is just taking it out of me today. So yeah, it looks like I'm going to miss Balticon this year, and next year, and probably the year after, unless they change Nebula Weekend to be something other than the week before Balticon. And I'm pretty sure Balticon is going to change this weekend. To be honest, given last year's convention, which allegedly wasn't as bad as the year before, but was still sort of meh, I was really debating whether or not I wanted to go back this year. And my goal, my plan was to go back again this year and see if I wanted to continue to do it. So maybe last year was the last year for me for Balticon. As much as I like getting away, going to Baltimore for a weekend. You know. 4 books a year. I got one and it's the end of the first quarter. Okay, 3 more. Anyway, I made it. I'm here. I didn't get blowed up or away. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.